I wanted to talk about what I think this means for the future of the beauty industry, because if you can't trust a TGA-regulated product, who can you trust? In the last 10 to 20 years, a beauty brand's success has been pretty much directly tied to their marketing budgets. This has meant that brands have very little incentive to educating their consumers on how products actually came to be. This makes stories like this, where two brands are likely sharing the same manufacturing facilities, really, really shocking to people that don't work in the industry. Social media has democratized all types of beauty education, from skincare formulations to tips from makeup artists, which means that beauty consumers are more educated than they ever have been before. So understanding the mechanics of the beauty business is a natural extension of this thirst for knowledge. And the brands that are on the forefront of that will be the ones that win over the consumer, because they will be the ones that people actually trust. The entire point of Barefaced is to try and be on the forefront of that, specifically the podcast as well, where we go into beauty business stories at a depth that they haven't been told before. So if you work in the beauty industry, you've gotten your hands dirty and you want to get behind a mic and share what you've learned from your career without the PR spin, please shoot me a message. I'd love to chat.